Good morning, Dan. It's Joan. How are you from Lewis?
Excellent, Joan and Lewis. What's on your mind?
So I was just calling because I do Instacart, and that's one of the delivery services.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I actually kept it on the other day just to look at the amounts they were putting out. I mean, good things came in, but when you compare it to the gas prices, I just sat out. And I just watched, and it's not like they upped it for the payment, and the tips sometimes are not even worth it at that point when you look at the gas mileage and the prices they want to give you before the hike in prices for the gas. Then right. When that happened, it's kind of just sit back and maybe rethink this side hustle.
Yeah, so more people, I think, will do what you're doing. That's very interesting that you call. Now, when you do Instacart, what does that mean? Generally from the grocery store or a pharmacy or what?
Yeah, so I've never done the pharmacy end of it, but I have gone into the stores and you shop for what the customer needs, you know, for that week, their grocery list. And I love it. I love taking care of people, and it just kind of fits my personality. Great. Good customer service I have. So it's just like something that I really want to do, but it holds you back when you look at what you're getting paid, because when you use your gas, you're putting all that on your car, you know, all that wear and tear. It's just, it's really not, I don't know. I got into it and I'm really rethinking it.
Well, only because of the gas price, right? And now listen,
100%.
If people are an Instacart user or a DoorDash user and they want to be assured to get a delivery, they ought to up their tip, I guess.
Well, I mean, that would definitely help, because you don't get, although it's not about the money, it's about taking care of somebody also, but obviously you do it for money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a consideration, I guess.
Yes. And I wonder how many people have made the same decision you've made, you know, to decide to sit it out. I wonder how many.
Oh, I probably bet a lot. That's why I'm thinking a lot of orders came through.
Yeah.
Because people aren't jumping on them right away. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different than before. Before, it would be like people would grab it real quick. You didn't have it. If you're not quick, you don't get it. But this time around, it was almost, because I have off on Saturday and Sunday from my regular full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday, I just left it on just to see. And it was a little bit, it was different from before, because now I'm thinking it's the gas, because they was so many more options that you had.
Gordon Lightfoot, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you, Tom. Red Sovine did Teddy Bear. Yes, he did. Yes, Red Sovine.
Well, good morning. It's Tuesday.
I wondered yesterday to myself if the gas price is now at like 4.25, basically, and maybe even going higher. I wonder if a lot of folks who are doing DoorDash and Instacart and things like this as a side hustle, will this sideline some of you, I wonder? Have you thought about taking less jobs, or it's going to eat into your pay, right? Higher gas price is going to eat into your profit. Delaware 105.9, good morning.
Hey, Dan, good morning. I actually do work in that industry, and I'm taking order right now. But this order is worth it to me.
Yeah.
I guess that's the premise of the job anyway, is you're able to take whatever order you want if it's worth it to you.
Yes.
Gas prices have certainly affected it, for sure. Some orders I can see where people are they're tipping more based on all kinds of factors. I'm assuming now one of them being gas.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's
so you have people that use this service and understand there's an increased cost, so they might, you know, throw you a little more tip.
Yeah. I mean, you can certainly, you could see that. I mean, whether that's a factor or not, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
What do you do? DoorDash or Instacart or both? Or what do you do?
Multi-app. Yeah, I do a couple of them. So, yeah.
Do you multi-app? So you have several apps going at once, or is there one app that controls them all?
Yeah, several apps going at once. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Hey, all the best, man. Thank you very much. Thanks for the insight. Great call, I think. I'll chalk that up as a great call. Delaware 1059, good morning to you.
Hi, my name's Amber. I've been doing Instacart for, like, since it first started. And I'm from Florida, and I'm here visiting my mom up here. And I've noticed that I don't think people are paying enough for the service. Like, I feel like with the gas prices going up, I feel that, I mean, if you're going to be using a service like this, Instacart should be compensating the shoppers more, in my opinion. I mean, I do DoorDash, I do it all.
Yeah.
But primarily, I do Instacart full time.
Wow.
And, yeah, I do Instacart full time. And I make great money, yes, but with the distances that we have to travel, and, I mean, some orders that we see go all the way up to Dover. And
wow.
I know I'm speaking for a lot of people that are probably listening that do the gig jobs. I'm not going to take an order for $20, which is one that I just saw to drive to Dover.
Yeah. And why aren't there why are there no Dover Instacart people? I don't understand.
Well, there is, and that's the other thing that I don't understand. That's Instacart's flaw, because in Florida, where I live in Cape Coral, we have zones. And so basically you'll be only getting offered orders that are in Cape Coral, or if you're in Fort Myers, it's only Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I mean, I'm sitting here right now off of Route 1, and we get orders for Seaford, and and that's for again, like, it could be $13 and to drive 38 miles or
sounds
30
like
miles,
we need you know? Sounds like you need more Instacart drivers to cover some of these areas, probably. I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, a lot of those areas, they have very limited, like, over there, it's only, like, Food Lion.
Right.
And a lot of the people want Acme. They want the Giant that's up on here on Route 1.
Right.
Now they want Aldi, you know. It's very difficult. And with us being, like, with Aldi being the one that's here, then we deliver to Fenwick. And don't get me wrong, I see orders for, like, $100, $80, $60, and that's definitely worth the drive.
Absolutely.
But when you're shopping 120 units for only $24, look at the gas prices, and it's like, no. So we sit here in our cars spending a lot of time just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for something that's worth it.
And overlooking some others that isn't worth it, right? Because when I order, if I use Instacart, you're going to see what my suggested tip is already. It'll show you what you're going to get paid, right?
Yes, with Instacart, yes. If you use Shipt, you won't. If you use DoorDash, it's subject to change.
I see.
And Shipt is not as popular up here as it is down south. Shipt is your moneymaker down south. Up here, it's very slim. People generally just use it for like prescription deliveries.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't even heard of that one. So that tells you it's probably just not, you know, in the pop culture around here or something. I just haven't heard of it.
Well, when the Redners, I believe it's Redners or Wegmans, whatever you call it, that's opening up off of 9, I know they're affiliated with Shipt. But yeah, I mean, down south, I mean, we don't have a Target here off of Route 1.
Right.
So it's just, it is very limited. But back onto the Instacart thing, like, it is, it's, we can see, yes, what you tip. And the customer has 24 hours to alter that. And so that's the other thing. A lot of people say items are missing when they're not. So we have to be taking photos of everything. And like I said, I've been doing this for years. And you have to cover your own butt on it, you know, because especially during COVID, I watched people stealing groceries off of people's porches.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. Absolutely.
It is.
Listen, great call. Good luck out there. Thank you very much for giving us some firsthand knowledge on being a full-time Instacart person. Delaware 1059, Dan Gaffney, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Just another example. I work for a local farmer. I drive a grain trailer. For the last 6 years, I do my same three deliveries from Harrington to Salisbury. Fuel up every day, same station, top off my tank. Now, when I go to that fuel station on top of my tank, we have a limit on our fuel card, $300. I can't get a full tank. I hit my $300 limit before I'm even full.
Yeah, some of those capped limits need to be upped a little bit if you need to let people get a full tank. It's interesting.
Well, it's just the way it affects different industries. And it, you know, it's funny, when you stand and watch the meter, how fast the numbers move.
Believe me.
It really is incredible.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for the phone call. Albert, line 3. You're on Delaware 1059. Hi.
Hey, Dan. I've been driving Uber since I retired, and I have stopped. I have stopped directly due to the gas prices. And Uber
what was your
sent
breaking
me,
point? What was your breaking point in terms of gas per gallon? When did you have to quit?
Well, the $3.99, which is where it was for a while,
yeah.
Was
that was your cap?
Yeah. Well, and then it's $4.25 now, so I've stopped. I cut back.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up a little bit, Albert. So right now, okay. Gas price is such that you're not doing Uber.
No, I'm not doing Uber until the tourists come back.
And hopefully they'll tip enough to cover the...
Well, it's the trips. The trip...
Hmm. I wish you... I'm sorry it's breaking up. Unfortunately, that happens sometimes. We always like to hear Albert's phone calls. We're talking to the gig workers today. Their thoughts on $4.25 a gallon and rising. On the Dan Gaffney program, Delaware 1059, 302-839-1059. Here somebody says, get a real job, you bozos. Instacart doesn't pay enough. Quit your belly aching. Listen, it is a real job. And like every other real job, everyone is affected by high fuel costs, whether you think it's a real job or not. It sounds like a tough job to me, actually. Instacart sounds like a hard job. All right. It would stress me out. It's enough to give me
oily stools.
You know?